Today we're going to start learning about the weather. We're using the family lesson for the weather, which is family lesson 3. The first mini conversation 1 in the weather lesson, is one that you're all familiar with, but we're adding a new word in, which is wee wee cook. You've all heard oo oo cook. Now we're adding in wee wee cook, which is the opposite. Oo oo cook means nice weather or nice land. Wee wee cook is the opposite. It's dreary weather or ugly land, land that's not nice to be around. And conversation one just helps us practice agreeing politely with what another person says about the weather. If they say oo oo kookma, you respond anima oo oo cook. If they say wee wee kookma, you respond anima wee wee cook. That's the first thing you should practice in your groups. There is no Nuchanoth word that means weather, like in English. Instead, we talk about, we usually say the day when we mean the weather. So we can't say how is the weather, we say how is the day. The word for day is nas or kathak. We can also ask how is it outside, using the word hitas. And because Nuchanoth is spoken on the ocean coast, how the ocean is usually pretty important. And so we're also going to talk about how the beach is. And we can say things like the tide is high or the tide is low. So conversation 2 helps you practice ways of asking about the weather. Let's run through this. First, here are 4 basic weather words. Tlupa. Masa, Musuk, Hai. Here are some ways to ask about the weather. Akan atha kathak. Let's build this word, akan atha. Akan is the question word meaning how. At is an important ending that we'll learn more about later. It's kind of hard to explain, but it's used all over the place. Ha is a question ending. You can think of at as meaning, you can translate at as now, for now. So the whole word is akan, akan at, akan at ha. Those are 3 words that we use in different places. And that is how you can build that word. Akan, akan at, akan at ha. Means, how is it now? Akan atha kathak. Literally, how is the day? Akan atha hitas. Literally, how is it outdoors? Akan atha hitinkis. Person A might ask, Akan atha kathak? To which B responds, Tlupama. And A responds in turn, anima tlupa. So notice in the sentence tlupama, tlupa takes the ending because it's the first word. But in anima tlupa, tlupa does not take the ending because it's not the first word. The following page, page 5, gives you some instructions about how to practice these. And then on page 6, we introduce several more words for weather. We're looking at the weather words on page 6 of the weather lesson. Let's pronounce these. Uqumhe. Weeqsi. Notice how the back consonant deforms the vowel. Weeqsi. Tlupa. Masa. I want to point out a dialect difference here. The East Barkley sound word for cold weather is masuk, masuk. We're using the West Barkley sound lesson here, and that is one tiny difference between the two dialects. It's masa in the West, masuk in the East. I'll put that in the chat. Nas'ak. Nas'ak. Notice the pharyngeal. Mitla. Please take care to distinguish the words for raining and cold weather in your pronunciation. In the West, they are mitla, matla. In the East, they are mitla, matluk. So they're very similar, but they are distinguished by the first vowel and whether the middle consonant is a barred L or a barred lambda. Quissa. Tlitwahak. Uchkak. Yu'i. You beginners will want to spend a few minutes just pronouncing these words to try to get used to them. Some are easy, like wiqsi, uchkak. Some are yu'i is easy. Some are quite challenging to get right. Matla or matuk, mitla, tlitwahak, nasak, because they have unusual sounds or unusual, difficult to pronounce sequences of sounds. Once you feel you have decent or understandable pronunciation, then you should try plugging these words into conversation too and run through that several times. Do it several times, both for memorization and for fluency building. So by that I mean one person should be person A for several repetitions until person A decides that person B has learned something, and then you can switch roles. For some of you, that will be plenty for the next 15 minutes. But for those you advanced learners, there's more to practice in this handout in the advanced section. Most of the rest of this lesson helps you practice adding some important endings to weather sentences. First, the ending ak, then the ending tskin, then kak, and last, endings that indicate the complete aspect. And all of you advanced learners could improve in your fluency with these endings. And word building is the best exercise that I know to build fluency in that. First, just some small comments on pronunciation. So I hear a lot of you pronouncing your Qs as Ks in words like hitin, qis, and uchqak. They also have a Q sound, and I can hear that when you guys are pronouncing it as a K instead of a Q. Several of our words have hard sounds. Tlupa, kwisa, tlitwahak, mitla. It's easy to get lazy with these, especially with the glottalized resonance. So you need to discipline yourself to pronounce these properly, and that might mean speaking slowly and carefully, which is always a good thing in language class. And we have these very similar words that you will need to pronounce pretty precisely in order to distinguish. Masuk, mitla, musuk. So these differ in whether the M is glottalized, in the vowel of the first syllable, and also in length. So please take care with masuk, mitla, musuk, which in West Barkley Sound dialect are masla, mitla, musuk. I'd also like to draw your attention to these two important roots, uq and wiq. These roots are used in many pairs of words, many pairs of words that form opposites, right? Like uqum hayin wiqsi are opposites. Calm weather versus stormy weather. Uuquk versus wiwiquk are opposites. What all of the words based on uq and wiq have in common is that they refer to good feeling or something that creates good feeling. So weather has a strong effect on people's mood, right? Uqmis, wiqmis are just about the simplest words we can make with these roots. These are nouns. Uqmis is fun or pleasure. Wiqmis is the opposite of that, so a bummer. I'd like to compare this pair, uqum hay wiqsi, to uuquk wi wiquk. We learned uuquk first, right? Our default weather conversation is uuquqma anima uuquk. Uuquk and wiwiquk just say that the weather is pleasant or unpleasant. Furthermore, they don't only refer to weather. They can also refer to land. So you can describe a place, a landscape, as uuquk or wiwiquk. A landscape that's uuquk, you know, has plants and animals and life and things to eat. And Wee-Wee Cook describes land that's ruined, not alive, polluted, and so on. U-kum-hei and Wiksi are based on the same roots, but these refer mainly to how calm or violent the weather is. And this is very important on the coast because people travel by water all the time. And when it's U-kum-hei, that means it's safe to travel on the water. Whereas when it's Wiksi, it's not safe. So U-kum-hei Wiksi refer more to windiness and storminess. And they also tend to refer to weather on the water, as opposed to U'ukuk and Wiwikuk, which tend to refer to weather on the land, but are also quite general. And two more important words that you'll be learning sooner or later with these roots are U'ukchup and Wiwikchup, which describe good and negative feelings, respectively. I hadn't started the lecture recording yet, but I have now. We're talking about how to add the ending ut on page 8 of the weather lesson. Ut is a hardening ending, which means it hardens the last sound of its stem if it can. So basically, the weather words that end in K will get that K hardened, and the other weather words will not. Sometimes, if the last sound of the stem can't harden, then usually ut inserts a glottal stop. That's how the hardening is realized. In addition, we can get rounding of the final consonant, and we can get contraction. And it can get a bit complicated. So let's just pronounce these words, and you'll start to get a feel of how ut is pronounced on different stems. And then, if you like, I'll be happy to answer more precise questions about what's going on here. The first line helps us build the words tlupa, tlupa'at, tlupa'atma. Wiksi, wiksi'at, wiksi'atma. U-kum-hei, u-kum-hat, u-kum-hat-ma. Notice that there's contraction here. When we add ut to u-kum-hei, we expect u-kum-hei-ut, and in fact, you can pronounce it that way, but more typically it contracts. U-kum-hei-ut contracts to u-kum-hat, giving us u-kum-hei, u-kum-hat, u-kum-hat-ma. Sit-wa-hak, sit-wa-hak-ut. Here we have straightforward hardening of the last sound of the stem. U-u-kuk, u-u-kuk-wat, u-u-kuk-wat-ma. Here we have hardening and rounding. The reason for the rounding is the U before the K. So when there's a U before the K, it rounds in this situation. Sitwahak, by contrast, has a different vowel before the K, so there's no rounding. Next, musuk, musukwat, musukwatma. Hai, haiyat, haiyatma. We can plug these into conversation three like this. Akan athakatak, sitwahakatma. When we first started building sentences about the weather, we did it without ut. U'ukukma, anima u'ukuk. However, generally speaking, it's more common to have ut when we're talking about the weather because the weather is always changing, right? So whatever we say about the weather, it's usually going to be different from how it was at some point in the recent past. So most weather sentences have uk in them. Usually, though, it is optional. So usually it's going to sound better with uk, but at the same time, it's still optional. And learning to decide when to use uk and when not to is one of the subtleties of style in Nichonal. I've just shared with you four or five very important lifelines that you can use to stay in Nichonal, even when you start to feel lost. Our first lifeline is a'akohak. A'akohak. Hu'as iwa. Hu'as iwa. Weitla. Weitla. These are two different ways to say it again. Wiwikapamahsuwa. Wiwikapamahsuwa. Wikupis. I think when I copied this from the PDF, I lost the location of glottalization. So both the K and the P should be glottalized in Wikupis. I've listed these roughly in the order in which you should reach for them. So a-a-kohak, we use all the time in conversation. It means I didn't quite catch something or you're being unclear. It means I want you to repeat or explain yourself, or be aware that I'm not following you 100%. Then number two, lifts it up a notch. You definitely want the person to repeat what they said because you need to hear it again. By step three, you're ready to admit that you don't understand. Something's not going right, and it's important to admit when you don't understand so that we can deal with that situation. And sometimes you need to just bail from the conversation. Wick up is, let me not. I'm not ready to do this because it's beyond my skill level, or I need to deal with something, or whatever. These are all things we use almost every day. I think that you will quickly all get plenty of practice with all of these. So there's probably I'm not going to take time to practice them with you now, but the way I do practice them and what I recommend that you do in your practice time outside of class is if you're lucky enough to have a partner to practice with, just have your partner start talking to you, and then you go through the lifelines from less severe to the most severe. So just cycle through them. A-a-kohak, hu-as-iwa, wi-wik-apa-mahsu-wa, wik-apis. That is one way to practice these lifelines so that when you need them, they're there and ready to go. Next, I'm sharing some turn-taking sentences with you. We also use these all the time in language class because when we do language exercises, we take turns being person A, person B. We want to specify who's talking to whom, and so on. Let's run through these phrases together. And there are a lot more turn-taking phrases that we use that aren't on this list, but these are what I consider to be the most useful, the most important of our turn-taking phrases. First, acha-atha. Acha-atha. These first few we're going to build because they are challenging to pronounce and to remember for beginners, but if you understand their structure, they make a lot of sense and they'll be easier to remember and to pronounce. We can build a cha'at like this. A chuck. A cha'at. A cha'at. The root is a chuck, which means who. Then we add the ending at, which means now, because it's someone's turn now, unlike whose turn it was before. Ha makes it a question. So a cha'at literally asks, who is it now? Well, what we mean is, whose turn is it? One response is si ya atlah. Si ya atlah. It's me now, meaning it's my turn. This isn't only used to mean it's my turn. We also use this to mean, for example, to announce myself, like when I walk into a room or when I phone someone and they pick up the phone and say hello, I'll say, "See, atlah Adam. It's me now, Adam." That's how I say, introduce myself over the phone. But I can also use it to mean it's my turn. And by the way, I see a typo. That should be a pharyngeal stop, not a glottal stop, because the root is siyak, which is the predicative pronoun for it is I. Siyak. Then when we add ut, the hardening of ut turns the Q to a pharyngeal. Siyak. Siya atlah. Suwa atleits. It's you now. It's your turn. Suwa atleits. Let's build this one. Suwak. Suwa'atlets. That's a statement, right? I'm telling you that it's your turn. Suwa'atlets. I could also make it a command. Suwa'atli. So I'm using the command mood instead of the real mood. Suwa'atli. Now I'm telling you to take your turn. You do it now. Let's build that one. Suwa'ak. Suwa'ak. Suwa'atli. Next. Kla ukwil'i. Kla ukwil'i. Lots of you use the sentence kla ukwil'i, but many of you do not pronounce the vowel lengths properly. And this is important because kla ukwil is a different word from kla ukwil. And this word that we want here is kla ukwil, with a long vowel in the first syllable. Kla ukwil means to do it to another, or to do it to the next. So we say that, like, for example, when I speak to Mariah, and now I want Mariah to speak to Bethany, I'll say to Mariah, Kla ukwil'i. You do it to the next one. You do it to the next person. Kla ukwil'i. Si chil'is. Si chil'is. Do it to me. Ukwil'i, Christine. Do it to Christine. Ukwil'i, Christine. Notice that I put a blank after ukwil'i. That's because the word ukwil has a placeholder in it that needs to be filled with something. And the blank, the following blank, supplies that thing that needs to fill the blank. Ukwil'i is an incomplete sentence. Ukwil'i means, or an incomplete idea. Ukwil'i means do it to, but it doesn't say to whom. So you have to supply the name. Ukwil'i Eric, do it to Eric. Ukwil'i Ruben, do it to Ruben. Many of you intermediate and advanced students still mix up ukwil'i and kla ukwil'i. So if you haven't gotten this right before, please get it right starting today. Ukwil'i has a blank that needs to be filled with a name. Kla ukwil'i does not have a blank. Kla ukwil'i is a complete sentence in itself. So kla ukwil'i means do it to the next person, whoever they are, and you decide. Ukwil'i blank means do it to the person that I name. Does that make sense? Today we reviewed our basic greetings. We added a few more greetings. So we learned another word for okay, which is wikshahe. And we practiced several different responses to wikshahehak, chichimhehak. We also learned some simple farewells like chichimhehi atla, uathuk iatla, yukwe iatla. Then we started learning about weather. For many of you, this was your first introduction to weather. For others of you, you know these weather words very well, but you still need a lot of practice with more complex sentences. So we learned about 12 words for weather. We practiced putting them in simple sentences like, how's the weather? It's sunny. It's calm. It's dreary. Some of you went on to do practice more advanced stuff, like adding the ending "uk" to a weather sentence. Adding the endings skin and puk and shik, which means complete aspect. Last, I introduced some very useful sentences that included lifelines and turn-taking sentences, which we will end up using almost every day and will help you out a lot when we get to our immersion weeks. I also gave you the URL for our website, which is now up. Chooch! Look forward to continuing with you all tomorrow. Ushakshitle Tsu.